Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to discharge the functions of Nagaland Governor in addition to his own duties. A Rashtrapati Bhavan communique said, consequent upon the demise of the Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, the President has appointed Mr. Bhalla as the Governor of the state. A solemn memorial service was held at Raj Bhavan Kohima yesterday to honor the life, service, leadership and dedication of the late Nagaland Governor La Ganesan. The service was attended by members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly who gathered to pay final respects and floral tributes to the departed leader. Speaking at the ceremony, Assembly Speaker Sharingan Longkumar described the gathering as a fellowship of love and remembrance, expressing deep sorrow at the passing of the governor. He said the loss has left a huge vacuum. In keeping with Naga tradition, where the home of the departed is never left empty, the speaker said the fellowship at Raj Bhavan was a gesture of solidarity with the governor's family. Mr. Longkumar extended his gratitude to the legislators for their presence, calling it a profound tribute to the constitutional head of the state. The Nagaland RMSA 2016 Batch Teachers Association has announced it will begin a pen-down strike from August 26 if the state government fails to meet their demands by August 25. At a press conference yesterday, association members led by President Imre Temujin reiterated their demand for implementing the Supreme Court's order on scale pay, payment of salaries since April, and recognition of their service benefits. They claimed that this was discriminatory since earlier RMSA batches of 2010 to 2013 were granted regular scale pay. The association termed the continued silence from the authorities as deeply disappointing.
It's been more than 2 months, almost to be 3 months. So it is a judgment dia bishi the Supreme Court. Ajita Karun bra eku positive response ni bhi ni ekta nataha bra. Mohambi ekta resentment kushi na ba. Aro ekta mohan laga main demand ekta court bra judgment dia ni shina scale be implementation do kuru kula ge. Aro ito ito scale be do within 7 working days they implement kura na ibre do. Mohan democratic means of
The teachers currently working under 133 government schools had earlier given a representation to the government in June. However, as there was no response from the government, it served an ultimatum to the state mission director, Samagra Shiksha, on August 13, giving 7 working days to address the issue. If no action is taken within the stipulated period, they warned they would launch the phased democratic agitation. For the first time, India is going to host the biggest international winter sports event. The Asian Open Short Track Speed Skating Trophy 2025 will be organized from the 20th to 23rd of August at the Maharana Pratap Sports College in Raipur, Dehradun. President of ISAI, Amitabh Sharma, informed that more than 11 Asian countries will participate in this historic competition.
शॉर्ट ट्रैक एशियन चैंपियनशिप में 11 देश पार्टिसिपेट कर रहे हैं और जो टोटल दस्ता है वो लगभग 260 का कंटिंजेंट साइज है जो यहाँ पे आएगा. इसमें जापान, चाइना, हांगकांग, इंडोनेशिया, वियतनाम, चाइनीज टाइपे, मलेशिया, सिंगापुर और फिलीपींस पार्टिसिपेट करें.
In sports, the Nagaland Under-17 girls football team is set to arrive in New Delhi today to compete in the 64th Subroto Cup International Football Tournament. Represented by Sri PM Government High School Miriamma, the team comprises 16 players under the guidance of coach Kevilebi Zashumo and manager Easter Longkumar. The Nagaland girls will face Haryana in the opening match on August 20. The tournament kicks off on August 19 at Dr. Ambedkar Stadium in New Delhi with 32 teams participating in the junior girls category. And Nagaland is expected to witness moderate to heavy rain with thunderstorm in most districts until August 19. In its latest update, the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said heavy rain and thunderstorms are likely today in Chibukedema, Dimapur, Longling, Newland and Kipire. Other districts may see light to moderate rainfall, which could intensify in the coming days, a report.
The NSDMA said, due to high precipitation, lowland and foothill areas of the state are at risk of waterlogging and flash floods. It has urged the public to take necessary precautions to avoid any eventualities. NSDMA has also directed all district disaster management authorities and other line departments to remain on high alert to ensure safety of lives and property during the monsoon season. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
For any emergencies, public are advised to contact the State Emergency Operations Center at toll-free number 1070. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.